SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds? Especially if it's more than 5 years old. For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
A number of so-called teal independents have confirmed that discussions are underway to consider forming a new political party. Warringah independent Zali Steggall says the shifting nature of Australia's political landscape means she must be open to adapting.
So I've always been open to having conversations to look at that of how do we evolve and grow the movement. There's been significant changes, right? And as an athlete, you always have to meet the field of play. Staying still is not how you keep winning.
The talks come as recent polling shows Pauline Hanson's One Nation could win up to 59 lower house seats if a federal election were held today. In a bid to counter the rising right-wing party, a number of independents say they're considering ways to offer voters another alternative to the major parties. Zali Steggall says with efforts to weaken opposition to the major parties, Australia needs a sensible alternative.
We saw last term the government, Labor and the coalition come together to do a deal when it came to donation reform and spending reform, very much to try and lock out competition and lock the game for the major parties. Now, since the last, and you would remember, I was fairly vocal in my opposition to those changes. And then what we're seeing evolve is a growth of One Nation and people frustrated with the major parties and a real change in the Australian political landscape.
In 2022, a number of independents took control of former Liberal strongholds in inner city seats, downplaying speculation that some moderate Liberals could defect and join a potential party. Opposition leader Angus Taylor says if people want an alternative, they should vote for the coalition.
The Teals have already acted like a party for years. I don't know what's new. They act like a political party. But I tell you what, we are the one party or coalition that is fighting the Labor Party every day. If people want to support a party or coalition that fights the Labor Party, support the Liberal and National parties, because that's our fight.
Greens Senator David Shoebridge says he's unsure how independent voters will feel about the move.
Well, how can a bunch of independents become a party? That's a matter for them to explain how that's going to work, not for me. Actually, running a party is complicated. You need to achieve consensus. You need a very clear set of principles. The Greens have four key principles that drive us as a party. And I've got to tell you, it's a long, hard project keeping a party together on a national level. And, if people want to start their own party, it's a matter for them.
Amid concerns that forming a party would undermine their appeal as independents, Independent MP Allegra Spender says the community would always drive their politics.
I think what people are saying is they are done with this sort of toe the party line, say what the party says, regardless of what you think. I think this is what people are reacting to. Now, there are some real great models in from the community independents, but, for instance, you can't run Senate candidates without a party. There are a lot of advantages now the government has put in place with the full-hearted support of the opposition to make sure that independents have less access to funding than previous, than themselves. So I think there are some real challenges there. And I'll be honest, I'm saying this, I'm trying to be open about this because this is a live discussion. This is tricky, but I think at the same time, my view on this is that you need to meet the moment.
McKellar MP Sophie Scamps and Independent ACT Senator David Pocock say they won't rule out the idea. Others, like Monique Ryan, Nicolette Buller and Kate Cheney, say they won't be considering the move. A number of regional independents have also ruled out the prospect, telling reporters that their independence is key to maintaining trust among voters. Queensland MP Bob Catter says independents were not elected to represent a party.
So you don't need a party. You can, represent your area, and that's what you're paid to do. You're not paid to represent a little party machine in Sydney or Brisbane or Melbourne. You're paid to represent the Premier electorate. And I can absolutely assure you, as a person that came out of the party system for like 25 years, we did not represent our electorates. We represented a very tiny little party machine in Brisbane or Sydney or Melbourne. I'm very proud of what we've been able to achieve as a group, but we're not a group.
South Australian Centre Alliance member Rebecca Sharkey and former National-turned-independent Andrew Gee also ruled out joining. Quoting Kata, independent member for Indi, Helen Haynes, says party politics are not for her.
I mean, let a thousand blossoms bloom. If people want to talk about forming more formal allegiances through a party, you know, go your hardest. So, you know, there's a lot of speculation about this this week. It's not something for me, but it may be something for other people.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-storey homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.